Hey man, this is Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Crazy J, if you're listening.
The bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey man, come over here, man, I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think man. Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine. And she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know. And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Well, typical freaks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know.
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know. It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know. And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got 'em off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Now, repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
Reporters and the like.
This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're at Cheeburger, Cheeburger for the Man versus Cheeburger
and
competition.
Woman.
And woman. We did have one woman.
We can now say man versus cheeseburger, though, because she's...
That is right. but I don't think he got his shower of applause.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everyone, before you leave, can we give a shower of applause to
For
Ryan?
Ivan? I mean, it is in the contract.
And we don't want a drip. We want a shower of applause. All right, that was like a heavy drizzle, but we'll give it to you.
All the 2-pounders, please go over to the wall so you can...
2 pounders to the wall
so we can get your picture and get you all set up. The burgers are coming out.
This is so we can show your employer tomorrow why you're not going to work.
Yeah, Al.
You used all the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Officer Al won't be making it into work tomorrow.
Metro, do you have to work tomorrow or you have the day off? Oh, perfect.
Well, that's good.
The only thing you're going to be fighting is a bellyache tomorrow. No crime. And maybe explosive diarrhea. I don't know.
But right now on the show, we have Rob Cole, also known as the Balloon Master.
How's it going, guys? Good to be here. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Cheeburger, cheeburger.
Oh, there's no S?
No, I know. It's like a speech impediment.
Did one of these guys eat the S?
It's like that old Saturday Night Live sketch. Cheeburger, cheeburger.
Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi. There you go.
Excellent. I heard there was a 4-pound eating contestant here. I was looking for...
There's two.
Officer Al.
Two of them.
Yeah, Officer Al back there.
I was looking for the Olsen twins.
And his partner.
And his partner, but he's
and
not...
Partner
in food crime.
And who's the other one? Tom, I think was it?
Tom, yes.
Yeah, Tom. He's the one that's going to put the ice cream on. He's going to put the ice cream on there.
Now, I noticed that
Tom, a.k.a. the gross guy that puts ice cream.
Just worried about it melting, so had to go with marshmallow and whipped cream and stuff.
Oh, well, thank God. Thank God.
Well,
right.
Is it still going to be like cereal?
Grape nuts.
Now, are you actually in it to win it with this addition, or is it just like an extra gimmick to make yourself
stand
out?
No, I'm going to eat it. I will eat it all.
All right.
Well,
you heard it from the contestants.
We have Metro standing by, but are there paramedics?
Look at that.
He can't make a call.
He'll get him here stat.
He got offended that I asked him that. He's like, of course I'm going to eat it.
Are you nuts?
Well, we noticed there's a lot fewer of you 2-pounders than the 1-pounder.
Yes.
But that just adds to the challenge.
Give it up for Brian Scott. Edmund and Jason for the 2 pounds that they are going to be consuming.
A shower of applause.
A shower of applause. As those burgers cook in the back and get ready. Yeah.
Look. Yes, that is a shower of applause.
I want to know who they are. So if I say your name, stand up so we know who you are. Brian, stand up.
Hi, Brian.
Oh,
Brian.
Right there. Scott.
Scott is a teen supermodel.
Edmund, I believe. Iman. There you go. Right there.
All right.
And looking for Jason over there. Oh, he was in our last one.
How'd he do?
He did well in our last challenge.
He's trying to outdo himself. How old are all you guys at that two-pounder table? 16.
Iman is 16.
How old are you? 16.
Brian is 16.
You? 40.
16, 16, 40.
Well, this is, I mean, you have a lot of eating experience over the 16-year-olds. But they are growing. So.
So that's impressive. It went from like 20 people in the last challenge to 4.
So any of you guys have a game plan going into this?
Win.
Yeah.
Look at that. They're like, we're just hungry.
They're like, I don't know. I'm 16. I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Rob, you got any questions for him?
Yeah, Iman, you look pretty serious. Is this your first eating contest? Here?
Oh,
but
here.
How many in general?
Why don't you come up here so we can ask you a couple questions?
All right.
You contest people are hardcore.
That's right.
I'm looking at Al, and he's holding a small child. I think she weighs as much as
those burgers.
Don't eat
the small child, people. Don't eat the small child.
Until we get to practice.
It's a four-pound child.
Where have you eaten challenges before? I've had 2 eating competitions at Fat Burger.
And how'd you do?
I had the triple XL in under 8 minutes.
You had a triple XL in under 8 minutes? Wait, so how many pounds is that?
Close to the 1-pounder.
Close to the 1-pounder?
2.5.
Oh, all right.
2.5 triple XLs.
I ate that burger.
Wait, that's your son?
Al's partner's son.
Wait, is this like a family affair?
Pretty much.
I'd love to be, you know, grocery shopping in your household. So,
partner, his wife, his kid, his son.
Well, I hope you guys can go on the road with this show you've got going on. Make it big.
Has anyone in the family not entered an eating contest before?
My brother Chris.
The baby's the only one raising the hand.
Right.
I bet they're putting the pressure on her, though. They're like, can we get a small one for her?
Well, you know what they say.
Awesome. So that's going to be a great challenge coming up here in just a few minutes. They're lining up. You can see them from the kitchen. Here they come.
Oh, yeah.
The burgers are getting ready.
We were looking at the...
Give it up for the cooks back there. They're rocking it tonight.
They actually made them 3 days ago. I'm just kidding. Warmed them up.
They're just warming them
up. Yeah. They had them shipped over from Wendy's.
So, Rob, you are called the Balloon Master. Why is this, for those listening that don't know?
I do a comedy show with balloons, prop comedy. It's not really kid-appropriate, so I don't have any of the balloons here today. I did pass out some nice, friendly fish balloons to the kids. I don't think you got one, young lady. She's looking at me like she's about to cry. I'm sorry. I gave it to the little kids, not the mature ones. But I have a show at the Onyx Theater coming up next Friday, the 16th at 8 p.m.
And
so.
Where else, Rob?
And Monday at the Rockin' Comedy Show at the Plaza.
And there you can make any balloon.
You can make any balloon you want.
In fact, I'll have a couple requests.
Yeah, save them for Monday.
How did you get started in this?
Just in college for a job.
See, we told you.
See, I went to McDonald's. He went to ballooning school.
And yet we're both here.
I know. Kind of weird how that matches up.
And you two were all over. You've been on, of course, the Howard Stern Show. And
Yeah. Been on a lot of different shows, been doing comedy for about 10 years. My kids are in luck because they're normally in bed by this time. They got to stay up just for you people, so I expect a good show, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. There's some smiles from them.
You still have to go to school tomorrow, kids.
They're going to order 2 hot lunches tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to bring your leftover cheeseburgers.
When the 4-pound comes out, we should have the theme to Rocky going off. So it's awesome. So how long have you been in Vegas doing the balloon act?
I've been doing the balloons about 8 years for the comedy, and then making balloons 20 years just for making balloons, and been in Vegas about 13 years now.
What is the most intricate balloon you've ever made, dirty or clean?
Like a contest piece. I can go ahead and talk about it here. I made a 30-hour project of a guy named Baba Booey going number 2 on a toilet. It was pretty awesome.
Wow.
Nice.
It was pretty intricate.
You know? Well, we know a tattoo artist that did the same thing, just without Baba Booey, for the
was
news
on
portion.
Some girl's back.
He entered a balloon making contest?
No, he got mad at his ex-girlfriend because she was cheating on him, and instead of giving her a mural of the Chronicles
Narnia.
Of Narnia, he gave her a big swirl of poo. tattooed on her back.
I saw that on the news last week, right?
With flies.
See, the flies like her now. They're tricked.
The artist has creative whatever.
Differences.
Yeah.
License.
What is your favorite balloon you've ever made? Not the most intricate.
a sword.
A sore? Yeah. Like an open wound?
Is that the one that fits on your arm?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, I like it that you think outside the box. That's clever. You know, just making the same old balloon animals that everybody else is.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you decide to take the adult route with the balloons?
I don't know what you're speaking of, sir. I run an entirely clean show. Just don't bring your kids to my show.
Come on, Jay. Kids are...
That was at the first contest called Summer Balloon Camp, where people from all over the world come. I do it every year, except for the last year.
Did you win?
That one, no, they're not going to vote. I had the best balloon by far, but they're not going to vote for a dude taking a, you know, dropping a deuce.
Well, obviously you got to be on Howard Stern.
Yeah, I've been on the show several times.
Wait a minute, with that piece, you took the piece to the show or what?
No.
You sent pictures in?
No, I just did it for fun. Every time I do a contest, I make it with Baba Booey.
Oh.
Well, maybe that's why you're not winning. You should.
I'm not telling Baba Booey about
it.
Yeah.
So what do you do with all these balloon creations after? Do you just let them deflate? Do they deflate or do you just got to pop them?
I stick them in freezers when I get home, and then the air kind of contracts, and then I can get a little bit more life out of them when I go to a show. I have to remake each balloon usually once every two to three weeks.
Oh, all right. Well, not like a big project like Baba Booey. I mean, could you have it like... I don't know, embalmed or something so it doesn't ever lose its shape?
Not really.
No?
Yeah.
You can't embalm balloons? There must be something you can do.
Pictures, photos.
Yes, there photos. Photos do.
Yes,
but then I could just say I made it.
So for those of you that are curious, he will be at our show Monday at the Swingers Club. And again, next Friday or this Friday?
Next Friday, the 16th.
At the Onyx Theater.
At the Onyx, 8 p.m.
So look for him also on Facebook. Do you tweet?
I don't think so.
You're not sure?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have more balloons to make, or are you done?
I'm done, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, you're quick, too.
Yeah, I didn't even make them here. Made them at home, tossed them to the kids.
Yeah, they were
in
awesome.
Fact, he bought them at Party City on the way here.
But
just kidding.
So check out his work. He's very funny. Do you have anything on YouTube of your balloons?
There's stuff in my act out there, if you just... type in Balloon Master.
Balloon Master.
Clips. Nothing I've put up, just stuff people have shot. And
do you do like balloonograms to like sick people in the hospital?
No, I don't do it for business anymore. It's too much hassle.
Those damn sick kids, so needy and everything.
Annoying me with their sickness.
You have your own problems, right?
Yes.
Well, the burgers are coming out. Look at this 2-pound burger. This thing is... When they did the 2-pound with us, it was 2 1-pounders. Now it is actually one big burger.
Yeah, what they've done with this is increase the size of the bun.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe they had to specially make the bun.
Yeah. Yeah, this is...
Wait, I'm going to go get a picture before they start.
We have a question about the bun. Yes.
Don't eat yet. Tell us about that bun.
The bun was a special order just for the 2-pounder challenge. It's about 11 and a half inch wide. So, folks, don't start yet. Let's get a time on it.
Yep. Did anybody ever tell you, Cal, that you got big buns, hun? You can do side bends or sit up. Dun, okay. Hey, Cal.
Okay, everybody ready?
No.
No?
Oh, bragging over there with the
he's
mustard.
He's actually putting mustard on his burger, adding more toppings.
That's the 2-pound.
That's the 2. It's huge.
Look at Brian's
it's
face.
It's as big as a frisbee.
This thing is enormous.
Is there a special bun for the 3-pound?
Is there a special bun for the 3-pound, Cal?
No.
No.
It's 2-pound and then 1 and 1.
Oh. Yeah. I think you guys should make your own buns.
Hun.
Cal, do you eat meat?
Have you ever seen a burger that big, Rob?
I've seen some pretty big burgers in Amarillo. My kids and I were at a place called the Big Texan, and they have a 96-ounce steak that they put you on a platform, and all the trim is. This guy's like, heck yes. So he has. So we've seen it. Now, I got a quick question about the rules here. Like, they're all cutting beforehand. Is that technically allowed?
That is allowed. You are allowed to prep your burger.
Are they allowed to chew it and spit it back on the plate?
Totally. They are not. The burger's not allowed to.
That would be called anorexia, and that isn't allowed.
I love it. It's called tasting your food.
They're just masticating. It's all.
And no, they're not allowed to chew it up and put it in the other person's mouth like a baby bird.
Look at Iman. He's cracking his knuckles over there. He's ready to go. Yeah,
this guy's ready.
Al, Big Daddy Al's watching.
Are you all, like, rethinking this now that you actually see how big the burger is? Because you can't back out now.
Do you guys like the taste of Pepto-Bismol?
I think you should just throw it in the toilet and eliminate the middleman.
All right, are we ready to begin?
Are we ready?
On our count, five, four, three, two, one, eat!
Jason starts with the olives.
My God, they can't
even
pick
it
up. Oh, wow.
The key is water. The key is water. We have our winner from the first contest confirming, yes, the key is water.
Yes. And he also only had a pound versus two.
This is a serious competition here, not like that first one. You know, I saw the girl. Did she come in third the last time?
Fourth. She came in fourth.
Her drawback, she was using a fork, you know.
She's trying to eat it like a lady.
Yeah.
All right, I don't remember your names. One is eating super slow. He's just taking his time. The guy in the end here,
but
it's like he's never seen food before.
But we learned that last time. Just pace yourself, and you'll get it down.
You might want to chew, though, so you don't choke.
Every time he walks around with that cowbell, it sounds like there's a cow in here.
You guys know I play cowbell in my rock band.
Well, his name is Cal. Cowbell.
Cowbell.
Yeah. Cowbell.
Hey, Cal, do you even eat meat? He kind of looks like the kind of guy that doesn't.
So it appears right now that the older half of the contestants are doing better than the 16-year-old.
Mature. Yeah. Mature.
The 16-year-old,
that's
like
Scott. Scott is the older gentleman over there.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a pirate.
Well, 40's not old.
Look, we got a pirate.
It's old when you got when you're sitting in between two 16-year-olds.
And you're wondering how your life got to this point.
Al, put your baby's clothes back on.
We need the people
My eyes are burning.
Those that are doing the 3-pound challenge, please make your way over to the picture board so you can get signed up and get ready to go and get your picture
please
done.
Please don't run out of the building after seeing what these gentlemen are putting themselves through.
This 2-pound burger is huge.
Oh, my God,
this
guy's got a headband on.
Yeah, he's serious.
Look at this. They've three. Got, like, they got burger paparazzi here. That's amazing,
I know, right?
Man.
This is all going on YouTube.
3 and 4 pounds. Please go over to the picture board and get ready to go.
And, Al, we've sewn together two extra large depends for you.
I'm still captivated by the family of competitive eaters. It's like the, you know, the Mannings for the NFL.
The family that eats together stays together.
Well, and they are in it to win it because they bring the whole clan. They enter them, like, in different contests so they all can win.
Like if one doesn't win, he's like, you're a disgrace to the family.
I know. Listen, you over there, that car ride tonight home is not going to be pretty if your dad wins and you don't.
Oh, look who's here.
He's
Anthony,
like so not laughing.
The beaver.
Oh, yeah. The beaver's
the
here.
The beaver's here. Looks like he's joined your side of the fence, that tight sweater.
Oh, that's cute. That's a cute sweater. Does it come in men's?
Do you shop at the Baby Gap, too? Just like Mike.
Look at the tiger on the sweater. It's like, get me off the sweater.
I think it's a poodle
beast.
Skirt.
He's trying to jump to a man's
It was a
sweater.
Poodle skirt.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
Grr.
We're just kidding.
Wow. We forgot about these eaters. This is going to take a while.
I know. We can't really interview them, and they're going to be here.
Yeah, we
one
can.
One thing about the one thing about woo, 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 woo. One thing about the 2-pound contest.
With Caitlin,
ooh, Caitlin, the girl.
Out.
She's got to go. Bye, Caitlin. Oh. Hey, look us up on Facebook. Okay?
She's gonna go puke, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, so there's no time limit on this one because.
First one finished, yeah.
Well, at least with this one, they can, like, you know, enjoy it because you have to. Look,
You're enjoying eating 2 pounds of burger?
Literally, the burger itself is, like, 2 inches thick, 2.5 inches thick.
Yeah.
It's the size of a Frisbee, like a 2-inch Frisbee.
And you're eating 2 of them because there's 2 sides.
Or maybe it's,
them.
Like, 2.5. I'm not really good with math.
Contestant number 4, though, he's almost done with his first half. Jason, I believe.
Yeah.
And Scott is not too far behind him. It looks like he's about to finish up his first half of the burger.
What's his name?
Iman, the third guy.
The thing is in the menu's in the way. I can't see.
Who are we talking?
This German.
This is Jason at the
Jason.
End.
Jason.
This is
Jason
why we put the name the tags.
Edmond. Iman.
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 I think Jason actually ate.
Oh, now we know Al's last name.
Iman.
Can we speak to Officer McIntosh?
And they have it on their name tag anyway.
We know how to find you, Al. Don't worry about
it. They work for the public. We could find out anyway.
I got an idea. Why don't we just keep calling, like, over and over? Is Officer Al there? I met him at Cheeburger Cheeburger last night. He's
all right, we're gonna take a break and fight.
And by we're gonna take a break, not you eating.
Right.
Pretty important though. I think contestant number one almost vomited in the corner.
Oh, listen, if you vomit, you're out because that's just weak.
No, he just has to eat it.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you eat it, then you're gonna win a special prize.
We'll take a break. We'll be back.
On any illegal hormone enhancing?
It is the Rock and Comedy Show. We're back, and the 2 pound challenge still going. Look like some people are having heart attacks.
Yes,
maybe wanting to puke a little.
We've just learned that.
I cannot wait to see that, and that will definitely go on YouTube and the Rock and Comedy Show.
Please block the bathrooms. Nobody is allowed to go back there.
So we have one contestant eating really, really quickly, and then we have another one who's just kind of taking his time. But you know.
And Jason looks like a little kid with that burger in his hand.
I know.
Scott's in the lead, Jason, and then, you know.
And Scott's eating slowly, and Jason's eating quickly. But Jason, you could, he'll find his wall.
He's like, would you guys just shut up? I'm trying to concentrate.
This is a show.
We could just start chanting.
And the one on the end, I think he's.
Scott, go. This is crazy.
I was just saying Iman's name. Iman.
I think they're starting to get the sweats
now. I think Jason's in the lead. Jason's on his second half. Scott's on his first.
No, Scott's already halfway done with his second half. He's probably got about a quarter of the burger left.
Yeah.
Jason has a lot more left. Scott's
I just did the surveillance over there.
The surveillance.
I might be mistaken, but I think Scott is almost halfway done with the second half to make it about a quarter.
Scott,
of his
can you not
left.
If that's true? Because we can't see that far.
Do you have about a quarter of your burger left, or more?
No, there's more. I can see.
Yeah.
We need to know exact pounds and ounces.
Did we tear weight these people? We should have.
No, what you're doing is good. You're actually. You're psyching them out, so they start challenging one another.
Yeah.
Iman's worried he's not going to finish. He's got that long car ride home.
A request for more water.
But he said he's done two XXL burgers at Fatburger.
I know.
In 8 minutes.
Now, mind you, this one is like twice the size of that XXL burger. So, 16 minutes, you should be good.
You know that over at Whiskey Dick's, they have that 4-pound burger challenge as well, and you have 30 minutes to eat it, and it's like 12 patties.
And we're not advertising that place for because this is totally different. It's a bar,
right? But I'm just saying, if you come out and see us on New Year's Eve, you should consider doing that.
And you're over 21, and you don't drink and drive, or you ask Officer Al, "Can you give me a ride home?"
Because he does that on his off days. We know what he does on his off days. He eats.
I'm gonna call him. Do you like Friends, Al?
So back in my hometown, we had this ice cream place that would put all the ice cream in like the equivalent size of a kitchen sink, and that's what it was called.
Oh, I've seen those. I've seen where they put in a toilet bowl.
And if you could like finish it, then you know you kind of got like a prize or whatever. But you had people to help you on there.
Ice cream's hard.
Ice cream is really hard. And then you get the flavor you don't want.
I bet you guys wish you could have had like someone to help you there eat the other half. No, I'm good.
Well, he hasn't even finished his
pound. It looks
like
Scott's starting to slow down.
I will never be a teen supermodel if I don't lose my weight.
Looks like the cow could be fighting back.
I would love to know, like, if they didn't have food in their mouth, what's going on in all their minds. None of them looks happy right now.
No, Scott's kept an even pace the entire time. He may have slowed down a bit, but...
Jason's a little, you know, he's kept an even pace, too.
I love it that none of you... Oh.
How's Iman doing? Is he on his second half? Yeah?
Yeah.
I think he's like one of those horses that catches up at the end because he's, what's that called?
Don't talk with your mouth full, rude.
That was disgusting. What's that called again, sir? I think he called him a hoser.
Well, never mind. We'll get to it at the end.
Clothesline?
Let's just keep doing this to him. What was it again? Say it slowly. Sound it out.
Use your phonics, sir.
I love how none of you have taken my advice to dip the bun in water.
That's the Kobayashi technique for hot dogs. Split
did
in
you
half.
See when he went crazy this year at the
Don't
the
you
hot
think
dog
he was
contest?
Probably always crazy?
I did not.
He went crazy. Like, he's boycotting the event for some reason. And then after it was over, he, like, bum-rushed the stage. And, like, security had to take him out. And you know he weighs, like, 110 pounds.
120 after a contest. But, you know, who's counting? Why did he get upset?
I don't... He speaks Japanese. No one knows what he was saying.
Those finicky
probably,
Japanese.
Probably years and years
except
of hot
for the Japanese.
Even. Yeah.
Like... Everybody's getting closer and closer.
I know. Like now I can't even see the food.
And now we can't see.
How's the guy on the end there? You still holding up? What's his name?
Brian.
Brian, how you doing over there? We haven't heard a thing out of you.
Give us an okay sign if you're all right. Should we call the paramedics? He's nodding yes. He's nodding yes, we should.
If you want to vomit, that is totally acceptable. We'll take a picture of it.
Just remember, you have to eat it to win.
Yeah.
Scott lit up when he said that. Scott's like, yeah, I'm gonna vomit.
You can all vomit. That'd be great if you could all do it in unison.
Liquid form might be easier to take.
Yeah. It'll be like a Vegas show, like the vomiting cheeseburger eating contestants.
Here comes the 3-pounder coming out. Look at this thing.
Oh, my goodness.
3- and 4-pounder coming out.
Wow.
Set it on the table. Let's watch someone burst out of
tears.
It all
seemed like a good idea at the time, didn't it?
They're like, yeah, I can do it. Yeah. Oh, this was bad.
That is just disgusting.
Look at the size of these burgers.
They don't even look real. They look.
So that styrofoam burger is the actual size.
And the paparazzi's out again. Look at all the cameras.
Here goes the camera.
You should see. I mean, there's just like 20 people standing around.
I know.
I hope none of these people have bad breath. I mean, or body odor.
Now, should we get the 3-pound competition going in the middle of the two? Otherwise, we're going to be here like 4 in the morning.
I think that's why we got
that. Sounds good.
Well, hey. we need the names. Oh, it's just three? Or?
So
yeah, we need all the names, and then we can start.
All right, listen. The we're going to check back in with you 2-pounders in a minute, but we've got more exciting things.
Just to give you an idea how long it's taken the 2-pound, we started at 8:13. It's now 8:27.
Oh, I thought it was like 3 hours we've been doing this.
I feel bad for like the 2-pound contestants. They're like not in the limelight anymore. It's like
you guys have just been wait till the 4-pound gets here.
Yeah, it's like the girls' field hockey team when the varsity football team comes out.
It's like nothing else to watch except for the WNBA. And now the NBA, now the WNBA, you know, now the NBA is not on strike, so now we're watching regular basketball.
We're done with your layup.
You guys are
fellas.
Back to the bench. So show of hands who's in the 3-pound competition just so we can get...
3 pounds.
Wait a minute.
You're 4-pound.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God.
Wait, right. Now you've just challenged Rebecca.
So they're going to do 3 and then add 1 more to it. That's insane.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is he saying he's doing the 3 and then the 4 for a total of 7 pounds?
Well, he's still... Yeah, no.
No, it'll be 3 pounds.
Okay, I'm going to say.
No, he's going for 10 tonight.
Because yeah. You can still do that, sir. It's not too late.
Yeah, we're encouraging it.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess everybody that's in the 4-pound is also in the 3-pound because they have to eat at least 3 pounds. So we're doing really the 3-pound competition right now.
So once we get all their names, we'll get the times registered. Get them ready to start.
We'll bring a garden hose out to you and just keep the water going. How do you know, sir?
He's it's his opinion.
I think Brian in the 2-pound is done. Are you all right over there?
Brian,
I think he's quit.
Yeah. You don't look so hot.
Brian, are you done? Please don't die at the table.
Did your parents raise you to be a quitter, son?
Yeah.
Don't quit, Brian. Don't be a quitter.
Barf first.
No. Barf.
You can take a break. Just sit there. Let
you
it
can
go
throw
down
up on the table.
Oh, my God. The poor thing. He's, like, shaking.
Someone's never seen that movie Rudy, obviously.
He's getting the sweats over there.
Yeah. You can go vomit.
Looks like
to.
Nick Nolte sweating so much.
He looks like he's going to cry.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my God.
You can quit. Don't worry about it. Don't be peer pressured.
The next eating challenge here at Cheeburger is going to be the first person to consume an entire turducken.
Yeah. By the way, 3-pound challengers, you see that this has sent him into a shock state.
He's not quite sure at this time what's going on.
Wait, how they doing?
We just need the names.
We are totally keeping track, sir. We are on it.
How are we doing with Scott over there? Is he almost finished?
I think Scott's in the lead. Hold on, I'll go check.
By finished, do you mean like
I mean
for
like
good?
No, I think that's Brian that's finished for good. I'm not quite sure.
Scott's in the lead. He's got about a quarter of his burger left, and I think Iman and Jason are... No, Iman, I think, is overtaking Jason.
Wait, so who is still in at this point, Iman?
Scott is in the lead. Iman is number 2. Jason is number 3.
Brian is trailing.
Brian, we might want to recommend just to stop eating when you have
the
shakes.
You can take the burger home with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Eat it for breakfast.
There is there is no time limit. You can sit there and relax a little bit and catch up.
We got the names for
We've got the names for the 3- and 4-pounder. We've got Mark, T.Y. We have Doug. We have Tom, Joseph, Chris. So, give us a shower of applause for our next round of contestants. Woo! That's not a shower of applause.
Woo! Yeehaw!
And that's just one drunk girl going, woo!
No, Officer Al, I am totally sober.
So how is this one going to work? Is the time going to be combined with the 4?
No, they have their own time starting at 8:31.
So on your mark. Let's see. Count it from 5.
5.
4. 3. 2. 1.
Go!
All right.
Wherever did Cal get that cowbell?
This is going to get exciting. It's like a tennis
match. It's like
match.
At the end of a hockey stick. Maybe you got it at a hockey game.
I'm actually going to take a break so I can walk over there and see this in action.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Might want to get some pictures.
Yeah,
we'll stop annoying the crap out of you while you're training.
We'll be back after this.
Whimsical Will here. How you doing? Crazy J is my life. I love the Crazy J Show. It's what I live for.
Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Let's take some Alka-Seltzer and a box of antihistamines too. We'll bring some Kleenex with us and sing a chorus or two. Let's let my red nose lead us and I'll stay right in spite of the flu.
Hack it up, lung it up, let's go. Fair chance in the snow. We're coughing up the yellow and green rainbow.
Cough it up, cough it up, cough it up. Oh man, there's some on my head. My glands are puffed and swollen in every hour I pee. My throat's as rough as leather and raspy as it can be. Let's take some Kleenex with us and sing a carol or two. We'll make our noses redder on a sleigh ride to go with the flu.
My kid came home from preschool with a cough today. He'll infect the whole darn neighborhood in about a day.
We'll be calling in sick to work until the diarrhea stops.
At the pharmacy, we'll get lots more pills to pop. Pop, pop, pop.
I took every medication I can legally buy.
For the coughing, sneezing, sniffling, and the watery eyes.
I'll be getting real drunk on NyQuil. I'll take Contact till I'm high.
Whoa. This wonderful buzz is great, but I'm glad I don't have to drive. Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Come on, it's lousy weather for a flu ride together with you. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da.
Jerk. We are back from the break, and Tom is unbelievable. This guy's almost done with. He's doing the 4 pounds.
Hey,
so
where
he's.
Are we at on time?
Well, he's at 8:31, and we started 8:33, and we started at 8:31. So 2 minutes in.
Two minutes in.
It's all the technique.
The guy at the end, Tom, is 2 minutes in, and he's almost done.
Where's Guinness when you need him?
Make some noise for Tom, ladies and gentlemen. That guy's a beast.
He's using the proper technique. He stuffs the food in his mouth, and then he sips the water. That's the Kobayashi.
I mean, route. This is just disgusting, but awesome at the same time.
The audience is groaning. What just happened? Did he poop himself?
Shoved, he has not. He has not pooped himself yet. He's done. He's once he rinses and swallows, he will be done at 8:34 is the time. 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
a 2 pounder. He's got. He's two more. He's got one more to go, or two more to go. It's coming out right now. They didn't cook it fast enough.
We stopped his time. Let's get this guy a burger. Come on.
We stopped his time at 8:34.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Wow. This one should have the marshmallows on it, correct?
Scott's almost done, too, over here on the 2-pounder, kind of. Yeah.
Wow.
Scott's no Tom, but he's still doing pretty good over there.
Jason's hanging in over there. I believe that Brian is completely done. Can you move, Brian? Are you still alert of what's going on over there?
Are you guys going to compete in the tickle contest after the show tonight? No, that's a no.
This is insane. Oh, look, the chanting. Officer Al going down.
This is serious excitement.
2 pound contest, he's about to finish.
All right, come on, Tom.
We have. Do we have somebody finishing over there at 2 pounds? I think it's
no. Scott's almost done.
Scott's almost done. Okay, he is starting at 8:35. Got him 1 minute to get over here.
That's interesting. So Tom started with the bun. He ate the entire bun first. Is that what he did last time, people?
No, he just dove in. He just dove in last time. It's insane.
If he eats half, that's already 3 pounds. He won the 3 pound pot.
That is out of control.
Yes, if he eats half, he has won the 3 pound.
He's folding the patty.
Oh my God, this is insane.
I wish people listening
could actually see what's going on.
I wish they could see and smell the creepy factor here. It's amazing.
This is insane. Not one person put chili as a topping. I don't understand that. Last bite.
Scott is almost done.
Scott's
here.
On his last bite. He's standing up, making it all go down. He's taking his last. He's taking his time. He knows Jason's not going to win. Oh, Jason's taking huge bites now. Come on, Jason. You can do it. Imond is out.
Scott's got the eye of the tiger.
Come on, Scott. Don't start laughing now. You're almost done. This is insane. Do we have paramedics standing by? Scott looks like he might fall down.
Scott's giving Jason the stare down. I like the intimidation factor. Taunting. Scott the Taunt, they call him in the competitive eating circles. Seriously, William, get away from that kid. He will bite your hand off. It's my son. I have to get special doorknobs if he gets too close to that guy.
What? Another burger being delivered right there. Oh, Big Al going for the second one. Come on, Scott. Come on. Finish that last bite.
Tom,
swallow it so it's official.
Tom, is that water in your jug?
His basket is clean. Yep. He is swallowing his last bite over here for the 2 pound challenge.
We have a winner.
Scott's time is at 8:37.
And I just want to say for the record, Scott was the slowest eater. Is that the trick?
He paced himself.
Yeah.
It's like the old fable.
And Tom has just about finished his 4 pounds. Jesus. This is insane.
By the way, don't look at it as a 4 pound burger. Just look at it as 4 1 pound burgers.
Just look at it as a heart attack.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The good news is you'll save a lot of money because you won't want a burger for like another 6 months.
I bet Tom's going to eat a burger for breakfast.
Yeah.
This is insane.
You'll never look at a cow the same way again.
All right, before you guys interview the winners, I have to bounce, get my kids in bed. So thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks
it was awesome.
Cheeburger.
We'll see you Monday at the Swingers
see
Club.
See you at the show. Down with the White Devil and Baba Booey to y'all.
Tom's taking his last bite. And
Tom is almost
Tom
finished
is almost
at
done.
8:38.
You kids will do anything to get out of going to bed.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming out.
How you feeling over there, Jason?
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
He's going to finish.
Now, is Imond done, too? Because I can't see it.
Imond is out.
And,
Wait, here we go. We can photo finish.
And Tom is there for the photo finish.
Wait, we had somebody do the 2 pounder over at the other table? Or 3 pounder?
That was 4 pounds. He just did 4 pounds.
Yeah, but they're in the 3 pound right now.
He already started his four. He's already done.
You're on your 4th pound already?
Yeah, it was 2 2-pound hamburgers.
We have a winner in the 4 pound.
Yeah, we have Tom in the 4.
But we don't have a winner in the 3 pound yet.
His time was 8:38.
So
7 minutes to do 4 pounds.
I don't even know if that's a skill, but yeah.
I mean, this is insane.
Absolutely. I told you, I had all my money on time.
Oh, well, anybody could have saw that coming.
Wow. He wants to say something, but he's speechless at the same time.
I know. Are
time.
You still hungry? Do you want
You know
you want
now that it's
now?
Over, you can go to the bathroom.
Do you want to wash it down with a shake?
I think you should win a malt. Oh, yeah. Hey, so,
you
Cal,
wash it down
can
with
we get this
side
man
of steak?
Some yeah. ice cream for doing such a feat? Yeah, I like this pirate over here.
Spoken from somebody that didn't do the challenge.
Of course.
He poked himself in the eye with
a
fork.
I hope you have a lot of good pirate jokes, because it's awesome. I like your glasses. I like everything about you. Pirates don't tell jokes.
They get scurvy. They don't tell jokes.
And rickets.
And, you know, they pillage and rape.
How's Officer Al doing over there?
Fantastic.
You talk a big game there, Officer Al.
Oh, all my families can... We all
Everybody eat. Came in yeah. here.
Looks like y'all got some
We're
practice.
We're all champion eaters.
Me and my partner and my baby.
Hey, in his defense, he does keep the streets safe. Not tomorrow, obviously, but the day after.
Oh, yeah.
Look at his partner getting the sweat off his brow.
What is it, like a boxing match over here?
It's like Bad Boys over yeah. here. It's Cut Man.
That is insane.
You really have been seriously training for this.
they're in their cop cruiser just like chowing down burgers.
They're like at 8 fast food places a day.
Wow.
Al does take care of himself.
I don't understand how the guy that looked like he was going to go into like a diabetic shock over at the 2-pound table and the guy that just ate 4 pounds is fine.
Does anybody have to sign a release to do this contest?
No.
We are not responsible here at Cheeburger, for people passing out.
Well, he looked like he could gain a few pounds. 4 to be exact.
I want to talk to Brian. Where is he at? Come on over here, Brian. We want to talk to you.
Who's Brian?
He's the kid that gave up.
Why would you be embarrassed?
Don't be embarrassed, man. You
can hear Brian coming to my hallways.
Did you get it to go, though? Well, eat tomorrow for breakfast? Oh, you don't want to see
here,
it.
Here, Brian, take this microphone. Don't eat it.
Odd.
So what happened? Did you just start to feel the sweats? You gonna pass out?
Yeah.
There's no shame in not being able to eat a pound.
You tried,
hamburger.
Man. That was
yeah.
awesome.
It was too much.
But you were shaking over there. You were really shaking.
I was shaking the whole time.
No way.
I don't know why. I just was.
Wait, you were nervous or you were sick?
Did you not eat all day? Because that's what happens. Your stomach shrinks.
Yeah, and then I had some onion rings beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
You ate beforehand?
Yeah.
I was hungry. I was too hungry. I couldn't.
Oh, no. See, what happens is you have to eat all day long and, like, prepare your stomach. Oh, Cal.
Yeah, before we go there, he is the guy who did the shake last time with the headphone on.
Oh, this is the headphone guy. Oh,
the headphone kid.
Maybe that was the reason you didn't bring
you
your,
didn't
headphones
have your headphones. You weren't focused.
And you didn't eat all day. You didn't stretch your stomach out. Oh. Well, you know what? With all the obesity just in this room, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's sitting at this table right somewhere right here.
And even pro athletes have a bad day every once in a while. Not that you should be compared to a pro athlete.
Don't worry. We're doing it once a quarter here. So
yeah.
I'm not coming back.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You're not coming back.
Oh, come on.
It's too much.
Well, join the pickle eating contest with me down at the Mirage.
You're retiring at 16 from all of your eating contests.
I could see retiring if you were undefeated.
Do you dare me to steal that shake from that little girl?
That's nice.
Good. I'm just kidding.
So what?
We have another winner. What's the time? 8:44.
8:44.
He's got his headphones on.
Officer Al.
See, look, it's all about the headphones. This guy.
What's
has
his name? We need his name.
Trainer number 19.
So while you're standing here, do you have any words
it's
of
Julian
advice
Rodriguez.
To the people trying to eat one more pound than you did?
Julian Rodriguez.
No, I don't.
May God be with you.
Yeah.
At 8:44.
Well, we would take your picture, but you're a loser. No,
I'm just kidding.
It's all right.
You know what? It's okay to be thin.
I know.
Except the fact that I lost, it's all good.
You didn't lose.
Give it up for this guy.
You're going to lose at least.
16,
shower him with applause.
Gentlemen.
3/4 of the pound.
Shower him with applause. It's amazing what he did. He turned it off.
We got to thank God that, what's the gentleman's name, the chef here, the cook here?
Is he going to throw up? Oh, wait, we want a picture.
Oh, yeah, go get it.
Go get it, quick.
Go get it. Oh!
we have to say, Jason let loose. Oh, Jason could not do it.
Oh, I love it. Hey, he finished, though. It doesn't matter. Oh, he didn't.
He didn't finish.
Oh, my God, my dream did
Somebody
come
offer him a spoon. He can still go around. He can still... Still this.
Oh man, that's
up Chuckage.
Oh no, freaking little Jason here's gonna. What's his name, Jason? Right? No, what's his name? That's Jason.
This is Brian.
Brian, are you gonna puke now too?
I don't know.
Just go make yourself this throw up. That's what I did.
Yeah, go outside.
Yeah, get away from the electronics. My iPad's over here. Just go make yourself throw up. I do it all the time.
Are you finished? You're done. This is Scott. Let's give it up for Scott.
Go throw up. Just make yourself throw up. You'll feel better.
We start.
Yay, Jason.
For Scott, we started.
Jason, you're my hero.
We started at 8:13 for Scott, ended at 8:37.
Well, I want to say that I'm a little disappointed in this one.
You're
I thought
right.
The pile of puke would be bigger.
And Jason is out at 8:46.
Jason,
with
that was
puke.
Awesome.
Jason, have a seat and talk to us about your
endeavors.
First off,
do you need a mint?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm all right.
Yeah?
I love to puke.
It's basically the stuff on the top. It wasn't the whole.
The lettuce?
Yeah.
Next time, don't get lettuce.
So
I told you.
The top of the esophagus.
Yeah.
Actually, I do.
You were struggling. We were watching. You started to get the sweats a little.
I do suggest everybody do puke after this because there's no way you need that in your body.
She's a registered dietitian, everyone. Great advice.
You do not need that in your body. You should throw up immediately.
Well, Jason, you don't have that in your body anymore. Do you feel actually better?
Feel about the same.
Oh.
Just
do you have like round two in you? And can you give me a heads up this time?
No, I'm okay.
Do you feel that you were blacking out at some point?
I want some ice cream.
Oh my gosh, I have to.
You want some ice cream? Get some ice cream.
Al has a team of people like fanning him.
Yeah. What happened to the Al fan group over there?
There are.
Yeah, they were chanting. He can do it.
Dude, he's got his own paparazzi.
I know. You brought your own TV crew. I mean,
there are people fanning him.
The only thing missing is the rest of the police department.
Right. By the way,
they're going to do a three-gun salute after this.
Can somebody explain this ice cream like regimen? Why does that make an eating contest better?
Well, I think that what it is after all the savory, they need something sweet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please don't throw up on this table.
No.
This is my work iPad.
So you have now done this twice,
yes.
Right? Are you going to do another one?
Of course.
You never learn your lesson.
Yeah, but he won't put lettuce on it this time.
I'm going to try.
I say no jalapenos.
Now, you ate the two-pound burger you just did 1 pound last time.
No, about the same, maybe a little more this time.
See, I think it's because it's all in one bun. It throws you off.
Yeah.
You really did the same thing last time, but.
Correct.
Wow. You gotta get your mental game together, Jason.
So nobody else in the 2 pound has actually won.
Well,
no one finished
except for Scott. We only had one winner.
Oh well, that's all we need.
I go finish mine now.
You gotta go lick up the sidewalk.
No, you need to go back and eat up your pile of puke in the bushes here at Cheeburger.
Please, Jason, don't eat anymore.
Yeah, just
take
it
to go. You can eat it for breakfast.
Number 19. We need your name.
That's Julian.
Oh, Juan Rodriguez.
Julian Rodriguez.
Juan Rodriguez.
That's what I thought it was. I just wanted to make sure.
So, can we actually get the winner from the 2 pound challenge?
Scott, we
spoke with Scott a little bit.
Mr. Herbal Refreshment.
We talked to everybody who was more interesting.
We were getting ready to speak with Scott, and then he broke out in laughter seeing Jason run out and puke.
He was so quick out there. I'm like, will
you
slow it down
so
I get a picture?
Your mouth. Just don't eat the mic. Just put it up to your mouth.
You got plenty of cord.
So I need to ask you first. You were the slowest person eating at that table. How did you win?
Steady.
Yeah.
Like
steady
the tortoise in the hare.
Steady is good. You can't
steady as she goes.
You have to chew. You can't just, I don't know. Tom proved me wrong.
I know, but everybody looked a little nervous. You didn't seem nervous. You're like, hey, it's got to do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been here a couple times. I've done two.
Do you work at Sierra Vista?
Yeah.
You're a coach?
Yes.
Is it a high school?
Yes.
Is that Rebecca,
another coach.
I like high school football coaches.
So you're going to go in and tell your
gay ones.
Your teammate, your team members who are supposed to be promoting healthy eating that you were in a 2 pound cheeseburger eating contest.
Where's your
students? Where's your football team?
We had a high school had the banquet yesterday. So they had a couple tests, so I said don't trip. We good. It's every quarter. We'll come to the next
All
one.
Right.
We ain't tripping.
Now you saw.
I mean, because Al came with a whole cheering squad over there. Make some noise for Al again.
He's the police.
We need a shower of applause, Ral.
We talk a lot about Al, but what's this gentleman's name right here in the gray shirt? Chris?
Well, what, now that he's eating, Rebecca, I mean, he's got to finish.
I gave him a breath. What's this guy in the black's name? Not you, Al.
That's nice.
What's it? Joe. Chris and Joe.
You were steady. You seem fine. He was throwing up. How is it you feel completely different than he does, and you did the same thing?
I'm fine with third place. Third place is okay. If you ain't first, you last.
He's placing.
Were you in a household growing up where, like, if you didn't eat dinner, you weren't going to get it, like, because there were too many people eating? That's what I did. I learned to be a quick eater.
My parents necessarily made me eat.
We're like, what the
it's
hell?
It's only 2 pounds.
It's only 2 pounds.
I mean, you cut it in half, but then you cut it in quarters.
The meat is
so it's like mini burgers by the time you're done cutting it up.
Pretty much.
See, when I was a bulimic, I would never eat bread because it's the hardest to throw up.
You weren't a bulimic.
Obviously not.
Yes, you weren't. You're smarter than that. I like the show, though. I like the show.
Is there a bulimia show?
Yes, it's on TLC.
It's a new reality show we're casting for as well.
It's right after Babies and Tiaras.
So is this the only eating contest you've done? Or you do? Well, you did the last one here. Do you eat anything else in contestant form?
No. I don't. This is just something that I did.
Just a hobby.
That's just,
you should bring the kids out. The
Some people are in bands.
We do a fundraiser here. So that's why. I just support it. He sponsors our.
Was you hungry?
I was actually starving.
Nice.
So was I. I couldn't get through a pound.
He's eating more.
Oh my God! Now you're just showing off.
Tom's eating a whole other burger.
That is going to be like you don't have to eat it so quickly. You already won.
Oh my God! It's going to be 5 pounds.
Okay, start his time.
Start his time. Why are you rushing through this? You've already won, so you can take a little bit more time.
5 pounds.
Oh my God! He's
that is crazy.
That is crazy. I go by crazy, but that's crazy.
Well, needless to say, you're going to be invited back to the next contest because somebody's going to have to beat Abnormal
I think
Man.
You're going to be the spokesperson for this place.
I know. We're going to get you a publicist.
We're going to see you on late-night cable television. Come down to Cheeseburger Cheeseburger. I ate 5 pounds there. I got to get a picture of this.
All right. Well, congratulations to all the 2-pounders. You can collect your prizes.
Yes. Collect your prizes.
Jason, you can collect your vomit. It's just the name of the club. In case you're all wondering, the Swingers Club where the show is at live is not really a Swingers Club. They just named it that.
They have a 9-hole miniature golf course inside the bar. So go ahead and take that. We hope to see you on Monday.
We're not going to have an eating contest, though. We're going to have a beer-a-thon.
The game's on in there.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chiming, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Yeah, giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingling beat. That's the jingle bell rock. Play it, boys. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingling beat. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell. That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
stop their cars and stare. I strap a Santa Claus on my roof. Plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations. It's draining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations. I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm pumping out radiation. My neighbors are out of patience. Gotta keep those yuletide decorations up all winter. God appreciates my plugged-in tribute to the Savior. God would love it if I could keep them up till well past Easter.
Amen.
The major station, three wise men's destination, nutcrackers in full claymation, little drummer boy animation.
It sounds strange, I know, it's hard to believe, but the state patrol's watching everybody these days. He was weaving in the sky in his reindeer sleigh. So they radioed to every cop in the state that it was only a matter of a minutes to wait. When he landed on a housetop, there they were, telling Santa to exhale in a breathalyzer. But Santa refused to take the breathalyzer test. In that case, buddy, you're under arrest. They frisked him where he landed on that little housetop. Found a miniature bottle of a peppermint schnapps. Santa got a DWI for weaving around in the sky. Believe me, I wouldn't lie. Whoa, Santa got. Some strange note, Santa called me, said he needed 10 grand just to set himself free. I told him I'd get on it and do what I could do, but I can't make anyone believe my story is true. Just trying to help Santa, I don't mean no harm. Now they're kind of putting me in the bunny barn. They impounded Santa's sleigh and his reindeer too. They'll probably end up in the city zoo. And there won't be any Santa next Christmas Eve. I can't raise his bail, no one will believe. Santa got a DWI for weaving around in the sky. Believe me, I wouldn't lie. Whoa, Santa got a DWI. The moral to the song, don't be mad at mad. If you have a few nippers, better catch a cab. Don't ever try to drive if you can't walk, cause even old Santa ain't above the law. Santa got a DWI for weaving around in the sky. Believe me, I wouldn't lie. Whoa, Santa got a Santa got a DWI, for we run around in the sky.
No, you know why? Because the Yeah, you know why? Because on Monday night you can get a room at the Plaza for $14.
Yeah. Basically the resort fee.
Yeah, the resort fee.
Yeah.
Al, how we doing over there?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, how's he doing over there?
Juan Rodriguez, come on up here. We need to talk with you. He's done? Oh, he's really done? Oh, my God. Tom finished at 8:54. He did it in 2 minutes.
So, Tom, are you going to eat, like, a six burger just for the hell of it?
Yeah, just because. Show off. Show off.
Officer Al, how you doing over there?
Don't
still
eat
eating?
Al's kid. I think those burgers weighed more than Al's kid.
He's doing a six.
Oh, my God. He's going for
Come
six.
On.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Cal, get this man. You better give him something like ice cream for free or something, Cal.
I think if he shows up on Monday, we give him a free pitcher of beer.
Because he's just going to want to keep eating
and drink
more.
We'll give him six pitchers of beer.
Yeah, we'll give you a whole bunch of beer if you show up Monday. Holy crap.
Are you like poor and homeless and you don't have food?
He started at 8:55 for his sixth pound.
He's really homeless and we're actually feeding him for the first time in like a month.
Oh, my God. Juan Rodriguez, come up here and we'll talk with you real quick. Oh, my God.
I know.
And Jason puked.
This night has turned into everything I've always wanted.
Right here? All right.
It's a night of surprises here at Cheeburger.
Welcome to the Rock and Comedy Show.
Well, thank you for having
Do
me.
Do you work at Fitness 19?
What gave it away?
Are you sponsored?
Again, we have another person in the fitness industry, and he's chowing down on 3 pounds
I'm
of burger.
I'm telling you, they need this meat.
It's easier for us skinny guys.
I would just think you'd be eating something other than burgers when you work at Fitness 19 in high school.
I do. When I don't do this, I'm eating clean as can be.
You need to indulge. This is your indulge day? This is your...
Yeah, this is my cheat day.
Cheat day.
And then again on Saturday.
Yeah. He's ready, though. He's got his iPad, you know, his iPod. He's ready to go.
Did that help in this competition?
Go, Tom, go.
I always like to just listen to whatever I want.
You're awesome, Tom. I love
you. It's kind of like running on the treadmill. You need music. In the middle of an eating contest, you need motivational music.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to say, I was rooting for Officer Al, but, you know, whatever.
I picked Tom from the beginning. I knew.
As soon as he said it was like cereal.
I know. Exactly. And here we're making fun of him, and he's like, no, it really is.
What toppings did you have on your burger?
I went guacamole and tomato and cheese. I kept it simple. If I don't have to go crazy, why?
Right.
What do you mean? You put guacamole on it. That's like the most fattening thing you can
possibly but it's
put
easy
on.
To go down.
It's also healthy for you, though.
I didn't go crazy. I just put guacamole
Everybody
on
who ordered that bacon
I just
is
dipped it in lard, maybe some bacon. I don't know. Dead baby? I don't know.
Dead baby.
Dead baby.
I didn't see that on the menu.
Dead baby on
dead
top
baby.
Of the dead cow.
You're in the wrong part of town. Did you, this is your first eating contest?
Here it is.
Oh. Man, you guys, is there like a club in Vegas for
contest
eating?
Whoa. What is that?
Jason, how much did your bill come to? And you should probably knock a little off because half of it's sitting out there. So you really need to get your money's worth.
Exactly.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Hey, tell me how Tom is doing. How's
I'm sure
Tom
he's
doing?
Done.
Tom, you are a freak of nature. I don't understand this.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, no.
I love this guy. He is making... We got to make sure he comes to every event. He's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Juan, you see where your competition lies.
Oh, I know where my competition lies. That's why I went the 3 pounds.
So what else have you done before this, eating-wise?
Burgers, pizza, meatballs, spaghetti.
Pickles?
No, still haven't done pickles.
Do you do it all on your cheat day?
No, sometimes. This was on a whim. I didn't even know about this till about...
Oh, my God, he's done. Stop his time. Oh, my goodness.
2 minutes again.
Tom, I love you. You know, you should do the world the pickle eating contest with me. It's at the Mirage. I think it's like in March.
Oh, I plan on it. This is my first time out here. I just moved out here, so I want to do a lot more.
This is the question.
Hey, let's give him a shower of applause.
Woo! We're also going to give you a stomach pump and a room at UMC.
6 pounds.
I told you. No.
Come on, well, Juan, listen.
We don't want him to pull
Come
a Jason.
On, Tom.
Is he
Come
doing
on.
One more?
I think we should get him the milkshake or malt of his choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cal?
You might want to do a half. Juan, real quick, you just said you moved out here?
Yeah, I just moved out here this past September.
Well, now you see the kind of competition Vegas has.
I know what it is.
This ain't, you know, podunk.
No.
We're serious about our food.
I know.
Well, Juan, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How you
guys
doing over
thank
there,
you,
Al?
You want
Officer Al wants to
Officer
go home.
Al's given up.
One more bite. Competitive eater. He really is. One-on-one training.
Now, Tom, when you feel like you're up to talking with us, we'd like you to join us, but we understand.
Can you do some jumping jacks for us?
Listen, Juan really is a competitive eater. He's got his own cards.
Push-ups. What a show-up.
Do you try, you want to run a half marathon? And he's still got like a flattish stomach.
What tattoo is that? Oh, American Gothic.
We thought it was a swirl of dog poo.
You are a Renaissance man. God, you got American Gothic on your abdomen, and you just ate 6 pounds of hamburger, including bun.
All right, so pick up the microphone, Tom. Have a seat.
Tell us
wow
anything and everything that you want to.
Unbelievable.
You're amazing. I knew you were going to win.
The burgers are good.
They are good.
If they weren't, I wouldn't have eaten 6 pounds of them.
Did you order a malt or milkshake?
I believe one's coming.
Good, yeah. good.
That one better be on the house.
That better be.
You must have gone into this a little nervous about 4 pounds of burger.
I went into this hungry.
We know Officer Al's still hanging in there. What about everybody else? We done? We done at that table?
Yeah, when is
what, what burger is Al on? Have you finished any of it?
All right, listen. We've got the man who just ate 6 pounds sitting in front of us. Sorry, Officer Al. We're going to talk to you in a bit. But
yeah. Such a scene stealer. So what do you do here in Vegas, Tom?
Besides eat.
Or you're homeless, obviously.
Same thing everyone else in this city does. I'm a hustler.
I'm a hustler, babe. Nice. Al, you're off the clock.
Al, you can't even get up right now to chase him. We'll get him for you.
Look at Thomas eating our leftover.
I know. how did
our onion ring.
How did you practice for Did you practice for this?
He's a professional.
Hustler.
I'm at the buffets every day.
Ah.
Oh, that is insane.
Do you work out?
Right. Do you?
I'm going to have to tomorrow at least.
Yeah, your New Year's resolution. Work out your colon.
So do you do any other eating contests? Clearly.
Whenever I can find them, which isn't too often. So this is great. Had such a blast doing this.
Awesome. You got to do the pickle eating contest with me. I think it happens like in March.
March I'll be.
Well, there. I think he's going to show you under the table in that one. I mean, he ate 6 pounds of burger.
Well, I'm not going to be in the male. I might look manly, but I'm not going to be in the male contest. I'm going to be in the female.
So how do you feel physically right now?
I'm not as hungry anymore.
Well, but Jason had less than 2 pounds and threw it up. You had 6 and you don't feel nothing?
I feel like I have 6 pounds of bread and beef in my stomach.
So what kind of hustling do you do? Pimp, hoe, cars, thief, Officer Al's off clock. Everything's hearsay.
Little bit.
Just keep eating. Whatever will pay the grocery attention bills.
All hustling means is you make money in non-traditional ways.
Illegal.
That could be
do
a
you
freelancer.
Run girls?
It doesn't mean you have to sell drugs or prostitute or kill people.
No, but
that'd be more fun.
Yes, you're a food connoisseur, apparently.
Anything that will pay the grocery bills.
Have you thought about turning this miraculously bizarre talent into like a way to get on a reality show? Like America's Got Talent?
Are you casting?
No.
He's your manager.
You know that British guy doesn't like anything. Good luck with him.
Have you thought about, replacing Man versus Food and take his job?
Yeah.
Andy Richmond?
Yeah. I'll submit my application if they're hiring.
You could start your own.
Now, are you single or are you married? Because I can't imagine you're any fun to be around dinner. You don't do any talking. Just eat. And eat.
No woman yet.
I'd like to point
I wonder
out
why that is. Really? No, I'm just kidding.
I'd like to point out that Officer Al's partner is downgrading you to security officer. And he is currently looking for a new partner. So
you've brought shame.
You're
going to
have to do all the anal inspections at the jail for the next week.
He also said that Officer Al had 14 boxes of donuts today.
Oh.
See, we bet if it was a donut eating contest, you guys would have been kicking ass and taking names. But when you throw a burger into the mix,
So do you have you gone to, like, you know, where you could go to, like, the Caesars properties? You can do, like, five buffets for $40 or something. Do you do that?
No, because I'll just pay for one meal and then sit there for however long I want.
Had they ever kicked you out of any place?
Do you go in there wearing, like, an athletic suit and just...
No, if someone notices, they actually think it's pretty cool.
Oh, really? Yeah, the unitard, the onesie, the wrestling onesie.
Right, he's just in there.
How do you stay so thin?
I walk a lot, and I'm bulimic.
Yeah.
Ivan said it's because he poops a lot.
By walk a lot, do you mean like a normal person walks, or do you actually like walk?
Like a normal person on crystal meth would walk.
Are you on crystal meth? It's hearsay.
No, I'm on hamburger meat.
Officer Al, how are we doing over there?
Speaking of crystal meth.
Wait, did you just say not good?
He's got the
buns.
He's
sweating.
Somebody wipe his brow.
Where's his brow wiper?
They didn't even give it up on him. They're like,
he doesn't need any extra salt. He doesn't need any.
You don't
extra
need
salt.
The extra salt intake.
Are you on Facebook, Tom?
Yes. Only if you'll give me a friend.
I want to be a friend. Let me look you up.
Now that they know your talent.
Wipe that brow. There
Tom,
we go.
What are you on Facebook? So the whole lot of us.
I've noticed that the fan club for Al has diminished.
Wait, are you like the Tom from like MySpace? Yeah. Where he's everybody's friend? So what's your last name?
Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T.
So look up Tom Gilbert.
Tom
if you
Gilbert,
know who,
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Who just ate 6 pounds of hamburger.
That's me.
You studied at Westfield State College.
Where's that?
Go Owls.
Your social security
number. Go Owls.
Your social security number and telephone number is.
And oddly enough, you're chewing gum in the picture. There's something in your mouth.
Of course there is.
All right,
where's Westfield State?
This is amazing.
Westfield, of course.
You made that up.
How many people are still eating out there besides Officer Al? Because we know he's not a quitter. We know he's not a quitter.
Well, in his defense, though, the other half dropped out. It's not like they finished before him. You're still going.
No, they fell asleep waiting for him to finish.
Oh, my God. You love
it. By the way, Al, it's already tomorrow. Could you?
Can we hurry this up, Al? We'd like to go home.
Well, I love how, Tom, your favorite television show is Jim and the Holograms.
By the way, Tom, on your Facebook page, your first friend listed is the burger. I'm not even kidding.
Your first friend is Pound's Burger. Is that like, LBS.
Yeah.
Look at that shake. Look at that.
That's awesome.
Let's see how fast he does this.
No, you don't.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it, Tom.
Chug, 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 chug.
So if you look at his other activities and interests, it's all these different restaurants.
And he likes RoboCop, Prince,
is the Red
Britta
Rock
Phillips.
Buffet on there, by any chance?
He loves the weight room. Tetris. Cribbage.
Cribbage?
Isn't that Harry Potter thing?
My past is coming back to haunt me.
He likes Lisa Lampanelli's catering and banquets.
You like Jem and the Holograms.
He likes Pandora, the Naked City Pizza Shop.
Where are you seeing all this? Are we on the same page?
Other.
Oh, all right.
You
got to
scroll down.
Tom, you are a man of many talents,
so
mysteries,
and wonders. So we have two people
wonders.
Over there at that table. What's the guy in the black shirt's name over here?
Doug.
Doug.
His Chris. Name is Last Place. Second to last, okay.
Real men have stamina. Wow.
This has been just an amazement. This is like the best show ever.
We would tell you not to finish if you really didn't want to, but Tom just ate 6 pounds. I think you can handle a measly 4.
Don't be a quitter now, Officer Al.
But just keep in mind that you're going to have to be in of good shape and health to catch criminals. So no, I don't want to get shot and killed on Thursday because you couldn't get out to the streets.
And hop a wall for crying out loud.
How often do you see cops run? They have guns and tasers.
It's actually kind of funny. I'm like, oh, watch, this is going to end in about 3 minutes. Like, he got away.
We lost him again.
It's just easier to shoot him.
Yes, Rebecca, but we can't just go around shooting everybody.
Well, only if you're in Costco.
Yes.
Oh, too soon.
Or somewhere on the corner of Nellis and Murder. Yeah.
Tom, did you fart?
Crack and Mitch.
Someone up here did.
I can if you would like.
No, that's okay.
No. We don't have any depends.
Because after eating 6 pounds of burger, something else might come out too.
This is insane.
But yeah, that's true.
Oh, you're going to be like having log jam because it just bound up? It's the cheese. It's always the cheese.
Did you just say log jam?
Log jam.
Al's fan club's smaller and smaller.
But you're all leaving.
They're not leaving. His partner's
Eamon.
Gone.
You all look so disappointed, too.
His partner's like, I'm out. I don't even want to see the ending of this embarrassment.
Okay, Tom just finished a shake.
Wow. A shake and 6 pounds of hamburger.
Tom, you've eaten them out of house and home. We can't offer you anything more.
He now needs a
cardiologist.
Triple X t-shirt by the time he
Yeah.
Just give him 6 t-shirts. We've got the winners here. Well, Al, I hate to tell you, but you're not going to
Well, he's not even going to be in the winner's circle. He's just stand up on top of the building like a trophy.
So I do believe that Mr. Cal wants to give out some prizes.
Give out some prizes for our winners. Give it up for the two people in the challenge still.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A shower of applause.
A shower of applause.
You know what, Al? We're really getting to our last nerve with this. You should have been done. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you know that they have a black and blue shake? What is that?
I don't know. You want to try it?
That's something my boyfriend
I love your attention span. We're in the middle of an eating contest, and you're just reading the wall.
Well, because I'm just trying to decide which one. Ooh, Armoretto. Which one I should get.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what's the difference between Almond Joy and Mounds?
One has nuts and one don't.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That, I thought it was a joke you were telling.
No, I'm just dumb.
So,
a watermelon shake?
We think your picture should stay on the wall for the rest of the year, which is only like 15 days at best.
No, it gets to stay on the wall until the next challenge is what
No, I think it should, like, well, nobody's going to beat that unless we could find an even bigger... Yeah.
I have a white chocolate shake, please. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Officer Al, does this give you encouragement now to keep eating? Because one day you're going to get to 6 pounds?
The racist shake.
You're
who's done?
No, he's... Oh, yeah!
Yay! Better late than ever.
14 hours later.
Wait, you only finished 3? You haven't even done the 4 yet? Oh, wait, you were only in the 3 pound. No, you were in the 4 pound.
Are you still in the game?
Oh, all right. So, it's...
Too late.
He didn't want to say that he was...
Wait, you didn't want to say that you finished 3.5 pounds? Oh.
Yeah.
Food
and fun.
You can cuss on the radio show. You can't cuss
Yeah, you can. You can swear all you want on internet radio, but there are kids here.
Yeah, there's no FCC.
We're not bound by their laws.
Yeah, we're not governed by anybody. We just tried to keep it clean.
Give it up for the wonderful wait staff here.
Yes.
Provide
Yay.
All
get them a
work.
Shower of applause.
Yeah.
And a bath because they stink.
And the cooks, the dishwashers. Unfortunately, the janitor today needs a round of applause.
Yes.
A shower of applause.
We're just going to advise you all to watch your step out the front door. Thanks to Jason.
I love you, Jason. You made my night. Well, I mean, Tom, you made my night. But Jason, you topped it off. You're like the cherry on Tom.
Wow.
And just so you know, Tom, we can't offer you a larger prize just because you ate more.
But you get the glory,
yes.
And you're going to be on Facebook. Did you get his picture with the hamburger?
Well, he's got to accept me as a friend.
Well, maybe we could make him Employee of the Month.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you put a hairnet on?
Something.
Did we get a picture of Tom for the Facebook page?
I didn't, but I will.
You didn't charge you for all the hamburgers, did they? Oh, 2 2-pounders. Yeah, that's good.
Wait, so how many hamburgers did you get charged for?
2 2-pounder.
So 4. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good. Then he's getting out ahead, right?
He's a hustler, baby.
How many pounds did he end up eating?
6. No one's ever... Can he... He gets to stay on the wall... I think he should be the 2011 and 2012.
Shake his head in the picture. And you should blow up the picture so that...
Yeah, take your pen out. You look a professional.
Officer Al has walked away from the table.
Cal, do you eat hamburgers? Good. You definitely got to get a picture because he needs his Facebook recognition. Oh, yeah. Let's get that hamburger. Where's the fluffy hamburger, everybody?
The fluffy? Oh.
The stuffed hamburger, I don't know what to call it. Here it comes.
All right, so I think Kel wants to hand out prizes. Is that correct, Kel? We're just taking pictures. All right.
Officer Owl, please come to the table up here. We need to talk to you.
Oh, no, the little one is upset. What did you do to her, Owl?
Disappointed her.
He lost
with his performance.
He
Daddy's
lost.
Daddy's too.
There's your mic right there.
Here's your mic, officer. Officer. Oh. Pitcher, yeah, get a pitcher. Oh, bring that hamburger to that poor little girl. I love her shoes. She's wearing the same shoes as you, Doria.
I know.
I like, she's got cuter hair.
Yeah.
She has hair.
She has more hair, yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that. He's.
Look, we got people just getting pictures with him. Like. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, you.
They're so proud of you. Here, hold it down a little bit so they can see the.
You taught him in the seventh grade?
Yes.
Well, sweetheart, aww, you should have done a better job. He's in hamburger eating contest. They didn't have those standardized tests, apparently, back then.
Well, he is pretty cute. I bet if he was, like, you know, missing an arm or
just
something.
Just think about how proud they would have been if he had won.
Like,
all that hard work,
him,
teaching.
You are the most successful student she's ever had.
Midvale School for the Gifted.
Yes, you were gifted. No, we're just, hey, he's an officer. You probably have the hardest job of any police agency in the country, I think, just because there's a lot of freaks here.
And a lot of meth.
And Rebecca's on the street, so just keep a lookout for her.
Okay. Okay. We don't want to do that on the air.
Giving away a T-shirt on the air is really exciting.
No, we don't want to ask their size.
Well, it's all right. You can embellish a little tonight.
Yeah, we don't want to know their T-shirt size on the air. Amazing. Yeah, I would let them fight over him. So make some noise. I think it is officially done. Man versus Cheeburger, Cheeburger.
And then, you know, freak of nature versus the entire restaurant.
That is amazing. 6 pounds and a shake.
You like you ate the equivalent of like a newborn kid.
Let's not forget, and he ate the rest of our onion rings up here.
Plus the shake, that's another half. But you ate like a small baby.
Insane.
Actually, a cow.
I don't think Cheeburger was ready for the destruction that happened here tonight.
So you won the 1 pound burger challenge. I bet you don't feel so special now that this guy just did 6.
You can work your way up to
Yeah, Ivan. Now you have a
Tom,
goal.
Tom, are you leaving? You don't have to leave. You can stay.
I'm trying to get some exercise in.
You got prizes.
Well, I think
you
that
got
you should take that
coming.
Burger home. I don't think anybody should. Look, there's 2 burgers on the table.
You got prizes coming. You can't leave yet.
Don't eat it, Tom. Just take it to go.
If you,
take it to go.
If you have won a prize, do not leave, because we are going to be awarding you right now your prizes, cash prizes, T-shirts, maybe a date with Mike, Doria,
stuff?
Or Rebecca.
Is this your little sister, Ivan? Yeah. She's cute.
Yeah.
I had to get my own shake. Ah, thank you. White chocolate. The racist shake.
So is Officer Al, are you coming to do an interview with us?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. It took you long enough to do this interview as it did to eat that burger.
You'd
Man,
like to pace yourself
a lot,
huh? We are
so,
obviously.
So let's. What happened? Where did it go wrong?
Yeah. Start
when did
beginning.
It start to slow down?
I got hustled.
You got hustled?
You got hustled. You got hustled. In your mind, did it seem like a lot less than when I was actually sitting in front? Is that where you went wrong when you saw all that burger?
That first 2 pound burger shut me down. That was too much. I normally get 1 pounder, separate 1 pounders, that 1 2 pounder.
So we put a little wrench in everybody's plans by cooking an actual 2 pounder. Yeah.
Yes.
It's really the same thing you ate the last time.
I really didn't think it was going to take him 32 hours to finish, but it did.
So you come from a family of professional contest eaters. And
apparently not good ones.
They're still training.
Yeah, they're just training.
Are you done after this? Because you just look like...
No more. I'm not doing this again. I'm done. No more food competitions for me.
That's it? You're going to go on undefeated? Third place?
This is one sport that really weeds out a lot of people right in the beginning. After two or three contests under their belt, they're like, I'm done with this.
I can't. I'm quitting
for life.
I'm
playing badminton.
How did you do headband?
Headband.
What did he say?
You came in all that garb looking like all tough and you... Yeah.
It's hard.
He's trying to psych people out is what he was trying to do.
So how do you feel
Jason's
after...
Jason's on the phone in the back going, damn, I can't believe I lost. I threw up outside. How embarrassing.
But he's eating a shake. He's drinking a shake. He's good.
I liked about this competition is everybody had like a different... I mean, the people you thought were going to win didn't. This guy's shaking over in the corner. One guy's puking. And then the tall, skinny guy that hustles ate 6 pounds.
Done.
How do you feel after... how many did you eat total?
I did 3. I stopped at 3.
Yeah.
I have nothing to prove now.
You should arrest that guy.
Because when he was on 5, when you were on 2.
Yeah, he's using performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
He is a monster.
In a good way.
I thought they were about to brawl.
So how do you feel after the 3 pounds?
Don't do that. There's a cop here.
I ate too fast. I'm done.
You started too fast?
No, you say you don't feel so hot right now. No. Like it's...
I normally don't eat that fast. I'm not going to speed eating before. No, I'm okay.
Your partner left, so if something happens, you're screwed.
I wouldn't trust the general public. Officer Reeder was here? No. There was a bunch of dirt. No, what am I talking about? Crazy talk.
So how would you compare this experience to the last one you had?
Well, the last one, I was by myself. They talked me into it because I came in and they said, Doug, at 3 1/4. So I had to do 3 1/2.
So you're by yourself, no fan section?
No.
Paparazzi?
Just my wife.
Oh. That's maybe where you went wrong.
There's a lot of pressure.
You had a lot of pressure on you to
perform well
tonight.
You didn't have any kindergarten teachers?
And you even brought up.
What are they doing here?
They're in town visiting. They come out here every year. They're from New York.
And they come to see you? Let's go see little.
He left?
Well, they come to Vegas, and since I live here now, we make sure we
meet. How do you guys keep in touch? Because of Facebook?
Oh, phone. We talk. Phones and email.
They use a can of strings attached to them. They messenger.
Well, man, have you been friends with them ever since the 7th grade and the 8th grade?
Pretty much. Because they've been at the school for a while. They actually taught my mother and all back at school.
Hey.
They taught your mother?
May I get that to go?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Or bring me a box.
My God.
Don't be taking around that burger.
They're like Aristotle. So, what was I just going on? Oh, so the last time you had no one here, this time you had too many people. Maybe that's where it went wrong.
Yes, and I ate too fast.
Now you know how...
You started too fast, right? You should have paced yourself.
Got to pace. Unless you're tired.
I'm never doing this again. I'm done.
It's where so many celebrities go wrong. Too much pressure.
Donut.
D-list.
Donuts. I don't know. You guys, you're 6'2"?
6'2", 285.
Ooh, this is a...
Now he's about
310.
Yeah. Now he's about 310.
I wouldn't want to be arrested by you, poor criminal, on Thursday.
He was the size of Scott when he came in. Now he's a little...
Yes.
I wouldn't want to be assaulted by you either. For sure. And your wife and your daughter are adorable. They're dressed alike.
Thank you.
They have matching Converse on. They're so cute.
Well, thank you, Officer Al.
Thank you, Officer.
We put you through enough abuse tonight, but it was fun.
Thank you.
And now we know your last name. I'm going to call up the
Rebecca,
station.
He's... can I explain how government works?
I already know it.
Right, but is your last name on your name tag?
Yes.
We don't have to say
wow,
that.
Wow, you are smart.
He's not wearing it right now.
Well, I know, but you're like, I know his last name. Well, anybody's going to know it tomorrow or the next
day. I'm calling the station.
He's not working tomorrow.
On Thursday. I'm going to call the station. Or tomorrow's Thursday.
So are you glad in hindsight now? Well, I guess it's not really hindsight because you made the move that you're not going to work tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Lay in bed.
You're going to go to the gym?
Going to the gym.
Lay in bed.
Have a bowl of tears.
We should have. Tom, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Awesome.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
Who is this? I need to know names.
Really? The win?
Names.
What are
you doing,
How
Cal?
Much is that thing? Probably like 40 bucks.
Well, he got money now.
I know, right?
After
yeah.
He hustled
I love
everybody.
It you're going to take your earnings from this competition to go eat more food.
Where is Ivan?
Give it up for
Woo! Ivan.
He was promised a shower of applause.
Here is your cash prize of $25.
Awesome, Ivan.
And a police escort to your car. And a t-shirt.
And that's just so you don't step in the pile of pukes.
Pukes. There's more than one puke. Here, you want to taste this?
No.
It is sweet.
I'd imagine.
We still need to hear from Doug, too.
Here, you can have the rest. I'm sick.
Come on, Doug. This is Doug, who was in our competition last time as well.
Yeah, the rest.
I already had a chocolate
peanut butter. Okay.
I'm so full.
Yeah? How did you do? 7 pounds?
I did 2 pounds.
2 pounds.
When I saw that go down his
interview gullet, over. Let's move on to somebody else.
Yeah.
2 pounds.
I'm not eating anymore.
You realize we just had the man who ate 6 pounds here at the table and a shake. And you come with us with 2 pounds.
I'd like to see you eat that burger.
Who is this for?
Oh, no. Actually, I did do the 2 pound challenge the last time. However, I didn't eat the second.
Where is Chris from our first pound?
I've eaten 3 1/4 pounds.
Chris.
And that felt like
Chris,
a 3 pound.
Dude, the
Chris
one pounder?
From the 1 pound challenge. Is Chris here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll grab it for me.
I'm a winner.
And you still get a consolation prize, and I don't get it.
We have to trust the cop.
Right.
We have to.
We'll be calling you tomorrow to make sure it got in the right hands.
For the 2 pounder. Where's our winner for the 2 pounder? Right
Yay.
There, buddy. You will be the receiving coach. $50 cash prize. Yay. Make some a shower of applause.
He was promised a shower of applause.
Woo! Oh.
Man versus cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
This is going to be for Jason. Yeah, Jason.
Not the Jason that threw up.
Who's it is the Jason.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, he's a runner-up.
He's outside throwing up.
No, yeah.
Where is he? Did he leave, did he?
He's outside.
Winner. Yeah.
In the event that a contestant cannot accept their prize, I will do it. Give it to the hustler. Wait, you go in the same swear.
Well, you're going to see him again, but you're going to forget about that gift card.
Right.
And he gets a shirt.
And a shirt, yeah.
And this is for?
The first Tom.
This is for Tom. Where is Tom?
Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, $100 cash prize. Look at that.
And Facebook recognition.
And a shower of applause.
Woo!
And explosive diarrhea tomorrow morning.
And a t-shirt.
Oh, she liked that. Al, what's her name?
Ariana.
Ariana. Aw, someone likes mermaids.
Mermaids?
You know, isn't that Ariana?
No, that was
Ariel. That's Ariel.
Never mind. Ariana Huffington. Someone likes NPR.
You know, it's a common mistake anybody could make.
Yeah.
Oh, look, and it fits. It's Next. Like a Baby Gap t-shirt on something.
I feel like this is an award show. Envelope, please.
Envelope, please. Are you going to wear that?
And the winner is?
Yeah.
Second.
Well, you can shrink it.
Second for what?
Second for the 3 pound.
Second for the 3 pound. That would be? Right here. Well, we have Tom.
It's right here in front. Juan.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, all right.
It's Juan Rodriguez.
I'm like, why don't we just ask the winner?
What's your name again, sir?
Juan Rodriguez.
Juan works at Fitness 19, anyone, if you're looking for
and
a gym.
And he's one on one.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to go there.
I know.
He's one more bite.
Albert.
One more bite.
Albert. Albert. Albert.
Yeah.
Albert. Officer Al.
Albert.
Do you really feel proud about taking this?
Oh, stop, okay. Jay. Jason threw up.
I didn't get to razz him, though. He was outside still puking.
Oh, did you get your It's right here. It's on the thing right here. It's right over here, Jason. It's right there.
And they put your puke in a to-go box.
Yeah, we're gonna get your puke bronzed.
He's a hustler, Jason.
In fact, Jay, I think the next time we do this,
did you get your T-shirt?
We
Jason?
Should make a puke as the trophy. Like not real puke, but in the form of
just have a bronze statue of somebody puking.
No, just you know how you get the throw up in the novelty
kind
shop.
Of with the, rocks.
The fake stuff. Here you go.
It,
Who's our next winner there? They walked away. Is that it? I guess that's it. That's it?
Cal, may I have a box for my half? Thank you.
It has been a lot of fun. That's going to do it for the Rockin' Comedy Show. Give it up for Cheeburger, Cheeburger for having us out. Give it up for Brian Thompson for coming in to sing and Rob Cole, the balloon master.
Hey, if nobody's going to eat that burger over there, I'm taking it with me.
Oh, yeah, it's we can't let it go to waste.
I can't get away. My roommate will love it.
Give it up, too, for all the contestants once
again.
Yeah,
give it up for everyone Woo! That took part in this. This was amazing.
And the Thank Metro officers who...
It was a lot of fun.
...took time off from the criminals to be eating cheeseburgers.
Yeah. And, you know, check us out online, rockandcomedyshow.com. Visit us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a beer-a-thon.
If you come Monday, we're drinking. Okay,
we're doing a beer-a-thon. I'll go pizza.
And we'll give you more recognition for doing the contest.
Yes.
A more showering of applause.
In fact, we're going to make you a super freaking star. You're not going to be able to go anywhere in this town.
Yeah, so come yes. out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, again, visit us online, rockandcomedyshow.com. Follow us on Twitter.
We'll get to it. Yeah. One more picture for Cal.
One last picture for Cal.
You have really produced this hamburger eating contest.
I know. I love it. The repeat offenders.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a... Okay, we'll take care of it.
Aw, thank you. Here, you gotta take this home.
I don't want.
Wait, do you see me with about four drinks in me?
You gotta take it home with you. You need. Why are you giving up?
Doria,
take this.
What am I gonna do with that?
Give it to Michael Sparks. And that's gonna do it. And guys, listen for us online. We've got more happening.
I'm taking one.
We have loser burgers. Like, no offense.
Oh, holy nighty, I bought my wife last Christmas. It was the nighty, red and black, trimmed with lace. Long lay it there, hidden in her dresser, till it appeared, put a smile on my face. A thrill of hope as she walked into the bedroom, for yonder breaks that cleavage I adore. Fall on your knees and nibble around the edges. Oh, nighty divine, oh, nighty that I adore. Please wait.